today I wanted to continue our series on Multiply that we started the first of the year. This is week seven of this series, Multiply. We're learning what it means to position ourselves in a place where God can multiply in our lives and through our lives. And this is something we take very serious here, as we know that God is wanting for us to bear fruit of His Spirit and to multiply in us and through us. This past week, I had a chance to be at a conference in Dallas that I've gone to several times. And even though many times I listen throughout the week, I'm listening to different podcasts, I'm listening to different pastors and preachers, I'm always trying to feed myself not only through reading the Word, but also listening to other ministers. And I need to feed myself. I'm trying to feed you, so it's important that I feed myself as well. But there's something different sometimes when I get chances to go somewhere and sit as well, live in that service, and have a chance just to worship without worrying about the leading of that service and the direction, and just soak up the presence of the Lord and to hear the voice of the Lord speaking to me as well. It says you get this every week. And so there's times throughout the year that I try to hit different conferences to keep myself fresh. And this past week was one of those chances, and I had a chance to go to Dallas to the C3 conference. And it was in that one of those sessions I was there that one of the speakers began to speak, that the Holy Spirit really just pulled me up by my shirt and said, "Listen, Gene, I got something I want to tell you today if you'll listen. So get out." I was taking notes already, but I remember sitting up and hearing very clearly about what was going to come forth was going to be something that I needed to hear personally for myself and also bring back and feed you with. And so it was one of those messages where I would the minister would say one line, you know, and I would write that line down, and then the Holy Spirit would give me two or three more lines right behind it. It was one of those kind of messages, you know. I'd write down one thing, and then two or three things the Holy Spirit would give me right after that. And I could just barely keep up with what the Holy Spirit was saying and what was going on in that particular service. So I want to share that with you today. Is that okay? Would you like to receive that today? I had a message ready already, but I'm going to table that and bring that back a little bit later. But today I want to give you what the Holy Spirit was feeding me this week, and I believe it's going to touch you. We had such a great response in the first service. I know today the second service is not going to be any different. Anybody having a hard time finding a seat in the second service? Good! I'm glad to hear that. I make no apologies. That's a good thing. I know it's a good problem to have. And so let me tell you this. There's a few more chairs in the first service than there is in the second service. So for those of you who don't really have a particular preference of which service you go to, I might invite some of you to try out the first service as well at 9 o'clock. We have, even though it's a full service, we do have a few more chairs than we do right now. So maybe that would help balance things out for some of you who would like to try out that first service at 9 o'clock. That commercial didn't cost you anything. That was free. Anybody here make New Year's resolutions? Anybody that make a New Year? How many's ever made a New Year's resolution in your past? Raise your hand. Say, "I've made some goals, resolutions." Okay. Yeah, just about all of us at the first of the year, it seems like we reflect and we make new resolutions. And let me say this to you. Resolutions without routine brings no change. Let me say it again. A resolution without routine brings no change. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is this. We can say, all right, I want to lose 20 pounds this year, but if I don't change my pattern of eating, if I don't change my pattern of exercise, nothing's going to happen, correct? That's why this morning I want to talk to you about, do you have the right pattern to multiply? Do you have the right pattern to multiply? I believe today that there's something about the pattern. And we can say we want to change things all we want to, but if we don't change our pattern, things are not going to change. We can say this year I want to spend more time with my spouse. I want to get close to them. I feel like in January, Pastor Gene was talking about us plateauing in our relationship. And so I feel like I need to work on that. We can write that down, but if I don't take time to schedule date nights and lunches and schedule times in my schedule to spend time with my spouse, it's not going to change this year, is it? It only changes when I change the pattern. I can say I want to get closer to God. Boy, I really want to know His Word like I never before. I want to hear God's voice. I want to grow in the Scriptures this year. But if I never take time to turn off the TV, get my thumbs a rest on my phone, and open up the Word of the Lord, I'll never see that resolution change, right? It's just a resolution. It's just a goal on paper. But it'll never do anything to change until I change the what? Pattern of my life. See, there's something about the pattern. Our pattern must be changed in order for God to multiply in our life. See, there's power in staying planted. We talked about this last year at the first of the year. We talked a lot about the power of staying planted. One of the things I see a destiny, and not just a destiny, but the church in general across the board in America especially, is that we now have a generation who doesn't understand the power of being planted. That even though there's a lot of people who love the Lord and they're falling in love with God and God is changing their life, they're not reaping the benefits of keeping themselves planted in the same place. That they go, all right, we're at church for a month, and then I can disappear for 2 months and then come back in a month and then disappear for another month and then come back a month. And just kind of like when it's convenient, oh, I love God, but, you know, church is just kind of like, okay, it's just kind of a side thing of my relationship with God. And that's not the case at all. It's the benefits come to those who are planted. And we're teaching this principle of learning. And you know what? I hope that you can find a place that you can be planted. It's okay. If this is not the place for you to be planted, then be in a place where you can be planted. But don't come here, go there for a month, go there for a month, go there for a month. I'm in the house of the Lord. That's right. You are. But you need to pick a place where you can be fed and let God feed you and begin to grow there, serve there, give there, and be planted. So find yourself in a place where you can be secure and plant yourself, because then you'll see the multiplication happen. See, many times we don't do that. We find ourselves going from place to place to place to place. And I know there's times and seasons of change. Many of you here have gone through those seasons. I've gone through those seasons. There's nothing wrong with change. But find a place where God wants you to be and plant yourself, and then dig deep and say, God, I'm ready for you to multiply here in my life. You see, but what happens many times in our life is this, is that Satan will begin to say something to you. You're stuck. You're just stuck. And you start getting discontent. Let me tell you something. If Satan is ever telling you in your mind you're being stuck, there's something to that. Why would Satan try to discourage you about being stuck? Because, see, sometimes we're not being stuck. We're just being stable. Are you following me here? See, many times the enemy wants to lie to you and say, you're stuck, you're stuck, you're stuck. But you're not stuck, you're just being stable. And sometimes there's something about being planted and staying planted where God is planting you for you to grow and mature and to multiply in your life. And yes, there's come seasons when God needs to plant you in a new soil and to a new ground so that you can do that. But when that happens and God speaks to you, be obedient and do that, but then stay there and be planted. And let God multiply in your life. Many times we're not stuck. We're just being stable. And sometimes it's stability that will bring the multiplication. And sometimes it's through the growing pains that the fruit comes out. That you don't produce fruit overnight. You don't produce a harvest overnight. That many times you go through the stage of this feeling like you're just stuck here. I'm just stuck right here. And nothing's happening. That's okay. Because when you become stuck, you're not really stuck. You're becoming stable. And there's something about being stable that the Lord wants to use in our life for a pattern of multiplication. Let me say this to you. You can't believe your way out of a bad results. Listen, you can't believe your way out of bad results if you won't stop the pattern that got you there. Let me say it again. You can't believe your way out of a bad results if you won't stop the pattern that got you there. You can say, I want different results all I want. God, give me different results. God, give me different results. God, I want to change this thing in my life. Let the outcome become different. But if I never change the pattern, I'm not getting anywhere. You see, we need to stop praying for God to change my results. And how about let's change the pattern? God, I want you to change my finances, but I never change my pattern on being faithful, becoming giving. Doesn't happen. God's not going to bless my finances if I don't follow his pattern for my giving. God, bring me the right person for me to marry. God, bring me the right person in my life for me. And then yet I'm still looking in the wrong place for that person. Maybe I need to change the pattern on how I'm looking. Maybe instead of looking for the right person, I look to God and let God bring the right person when his time's ready. See, I'm changing the pattern of how I've done things in my life. You know, I can't say God changed me from this addiction in my life and then me hang around people who are addicted with the same problem and expect that pattern to change in my life. No, I've got to break away so I can change the pattern. Are you following me here? So it's just not praying that God change the results, but it's God change the pattern in my life. We spend a lot of time on this last year in 16 weeks. We talked about how to break the bad cycles in our life. And the Holy Spirit speaking to me and saying, this multiplication thing, Gene, you're right on it. You're right on. You're hearing my voice because this is what I'm talking about right here. That there's a pattern of being stable, of being planted, and changing your environment, changing the people you hang around, changing the things you do. If you want to get different results, you just got to become something different in the pattern. Look what 2 Timothy says about this in chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. That is why I'm suffering as I am, yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed. I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What you heard from me, look what he says, keep as the what? Let's say it together. Keep as the pattern, okay? He said, keep what you've heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. He says, you're to guard these things. He says, guard that good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. How do we change? From the inside out. We talked about it last week. We allow in the Holy Spirit to change us, transform us from the inside out. How do I do that? I keep to the pattern that's being entrusted to me. He says, you're being entrusted. You're being taught. Every Sunday you're coming, you're being taught, discipled. You're being, the Word of God's being unfolded. We're reading, we're learning, we're taking notes. He says, guard that. Guard that. That sound teaching with faith and love. Guard the good deposit that was given to you. Listen, when you get a solid teaching from the Scripture and that rings and resonates in your spirit, you take that thing and you hold on to it. You guard it and say, yes, God, help me to live this in my life. Help me to develop a pattern that would be an example of this pattern in my life according to what I'm seeing through the Scripture. We got to learn to guard the good deposit. Protect the pattern. You will never solve your problems until you address your pattern. Let me say it again. You'll never solve your problems until you address your pattern. Look at Romans 12:2. Look what it has to say. Do not conform to the what? Here we go again. This is that word again. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be changed, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, his pleasing, and perfect will. It's a scripture we use a lot here because we believe that God changes us. He changes us by us learning not to conform to the pattern of the world, but transforming us by the renewing of our mind. See, the problem is this. The problem is not people of the world. Our problem is not people of the world. Our problem is the pattern of the world. And see, far too long, the church has put the problem as the people of the world. If we could just change this political figure, if we could just change this person, if we could just stop this person from singing, if we could just stop this person's movies, if we could just stop this person's music. It's not a person that we're battling. It's a pattern of the world that we come against. Are you following me? See, this is how we change. Not by changing a person, we change by changing the pattern. And I'm called not to conform to the pattern of this world. This is how I change. I change by conforming to the pattern that renews my mind, that cleanses my mind. I've been entrusted with that. I'm to guard that. He says we don't conform to the pattern. Our problem is not the world. I mean, the problem is not the people. Our problem is the pattern of the world. Look what Hebrews 8:5 says. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and a shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the what? God instructed Moses. Make sure you make everything according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. See, God is a God of patterns. He has a pattern that he has shown. He said, make sure you follow my pattern. He made it very clear. We're to follow his pattern. God told Moses, build according to his pattern. Look at me. I want to tell you something. Stop letting people change and mess with your God-given pattern. I'm going to repeat that again. Stop letting people mess up your God-given pattern. You know, when I first started Destiny Church, that I felt like God had given me a pattern of what he wanted us to do. And I felt like he'd give me a pattern and a vision. And early on, when we first started, everybody had an opinion what that pattern should be. And they were not afraid to tell me what that pattern should be. I'd have people show up and be like, well, you really need to do this, or you really need to do that. And I'm like, it doesn't fit the pattern. And so I would very graciously tell them, say, you know what? What you're saying is not a wrong thing. It's just not fitting within the pattern that God has called us. So let me tell you about a church that has the same pattern that you have a vision for. You would be a great fit there. Why don't you go visit this church and see if this is the right church for you? Not bad people, just in the wrong pattern. Are you following me? See, it was my job to guard the pattern that God was setting for us and what God had given us. I feel like God has given Destiny Church a pattern of helping people be introduced to spirit-filled living that would not be introduced any other way. I feel like we're called to bring the power of the Holy Spirit in a real way to a new generation. And I feel like God is wanting us to live by example and bring this pattern. And there's a certain way God's wanting us to do this. And I've been very, very protective of the vision, protective of the pattern that God has given me. Now, I can let other people try to change my pattern. And when I do that, I'll step out of the anointing and the blessing that God has for me. Not that there's not another pattern, because there is other patterns, okay? And that's okay. But I've got to follow the pattern what God is calling us to live by and to build our church on. And I protected that. And those people would go, many times those churches were like, thank you for that recommendation. I really appreciate that you were not willing to try to change for me, but you sent me to a place where I could be a part of the right pattern. And today, we got to protect the patterns in our own life. Many of you here, you've let too many people mess with your God-given pattern. Well, Pastor, I really love being at church, and I love what God's doing in my life. My family's growing here. Every time I come, I feel challenged. I feel refreshed. I feel like God's filling my tank up. I've never been to church where I just feel like I got it. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, but my mom is like, you know what? You're not going to the church you was raised in. And they start pouring at you. You got to come back and go to our church. There's nothing wrong with your mama's church. But sometimes we outgrow that pattern. And sometimes God's got to move you to a different pattern to get you to produce the new fruit he wants to produce in your life. And sometimes you just got to stand and say, Mom, I love you. But as for me and my house, we got to stick to the pattern that God is calling us to. We will meet you for lunch after church. It's okay. You have other friends that come to you. Why are you so dedicated to your church? You used to go with us to the lake every weekend. You used to go out of town with us. You used to go out and do this, and you used to give to this. Now you're giving your time to the church. You're attending church all the time. You're involved in everything. You're serving. It's consuming you. This thing, this God thing is consuming you. It's all right to love God, but man, you need to make time for yourself. Listen, don't let people mess with the pattern God's calling you to be in. If God is speaking to you, don't let people mess with your pattern. Don't let people mess around with God's pattern he's got in your life. He's doing something in you and through you and to you. Don't let people mess with that. You guard the pattern. Are you following me? He said, Moses, guard the pattern. Guard it. I've called you to set the temple up this way. Guard it. How many here remember cassette tapes? Anybody remember cassette tapes? Doesn't Valentine's Day remind you of those mixtapes you used to make in high school? Come on, any of you guys my generation and older remember a mixtape? You used to make your own mixtape. You remember that? Yeah, okay. You know, and this generation will never understand the pain we went through to make a mixtape. Nowadays, they can just push a couple of buttons, and in 30 seconds, they got their own mixed playlist. No big deal. But back in the day, if you really wanted to make a mixtape, you had to listen to the radio all day long. And as soon as you heard the beginning of your song come on, you had to push record. And then push stop at the very end, pause it, so that you don't get the other song bleeding over. And then you hold it there on pause all day long until you played the next song you wanted. And you push pause again. And you would make a mixtape and you put it in the car, you know, and people are like, wow, man, how'd you get that tape of all those mixes, man? That's great. Can I have a copy of that? So your friends would want to borrow your mixtape, and they would take the cassette tape and they would put a blank one in, a dual cassette. Remember, they'd copy it over to theirs? And then somebody else liked that, and they would copy theirs, and then somebody else would like theirs, and they'd copy theirs. And by the time you got to about fourth or fifth generation of duplication, instead of hearing the song, you would hear this. You guys will never understand the pain we went through. Is that the song? Yeah, that's it. Listen more closely. It's a duplicate, so you can't really tell. We'd have all the static coming bleeding through. You know why? Because we were copying off something that wasn't the original. And the more it got duplicated down, the less and less, the more it became unlike the original. More static was coming through. Are you following me here? See, today we got to be careful that our generation, that we're not duplicating a copy, a copy, a copy, a copy, and we're getting away from the pattern that God has called us to. Listen, we got to guard our families, our home, our lives, our marriages, our children. We got to guard them and say, God, I want to be a duplicate of your original copy. I don't want to be a copy of what the world is telling me to copy my life after. They take part of God and part of religion, part of the Word of God, and they say, all right, copy this, and then it changes every 5 years. And then pretty soon we got a bunch of white noise coming through, static coming through, and nothing is original, nothing is clear. But I love the fact that nowadays we can do digital copies. Isn't that true? Nowadays we can just automatically, no matter how many copies you make, because the digital will always transfer the original context. All the original data is just as there, whether you make one copy or you make 1,000 copies, because it's digital, it transfers 100% of the original copy. You get 100% copy of the master. How about we say, God, I want to be 100% copy of the master, Jesus Christ. I want to be a 100% copy of what your word says. I don't want to be a watered-down version of what the world is trying to transform me to become. I don't want to be conformed to the pattern of this world. But how about we say we'll be conformed to the pattern of the life-giving Word of Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit, of the Scriptures that were given to us to teach, to rebuke, to correct. We don't change it. We've got to stick to it. This is the pattern. This is the pattern. The Scripture lays out the pattern for us. We stay close to the pattern. So what is God's pattern? What is Jesus' pattern that he gave us? That's what I said. Jesus, what is your pattern? What is God? What is the pattern you've given us? And he brought me right to this scripture, Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Remember, Jesus was asked, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like this, love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Now, Jesus was addressing, because what had happened is this. Remember, God had given the original Ten Commandments, and then over time, they had added 400 of their own commandments. See, that's what happens when you don't stick to the original. Everybody makes a copy, adds a few. Everybody makes a copy, adds a few. Everybody makes a copy and adds a few, and it had been duplicated so much, we went away from 10 commandments that we found ourselves trying to serve 400 commandments. And most of them were not, had anything to do with the heart of God. And so Jesus came back and said, all right, let me go back to the original. Let me give you the heart and the intent of the pattern that God has for our life. He says, you learn, number one, you learn to love God with your mind, all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul. And then you learn to love your neighbor as yourself. If you can get this pattern done right, you'll be blessed. This is what happens. This is what God's called us to do. And I thought about that. God, yes, that's your pattern. So what is this pattern? First of all, we got to teach you how to fall in love with our God. This is what God has called the church to do, to teach people how to love God. We've got to teach people how to love His Word. He is the Word. He is the living flesh, the Word come, living among us. We've got to teach them, people, how to love God's Word. We've got to teach them how to love His Son. We've got to teach them how to love His Holy Spirit. We've got to teach them how to love His grace. We've got to teach them how to love His mercy. We got to teach them how to love His redemption. We got to teach him how to love his presence and worship. We got to teach him how to love his healing power. We got to teach him how to love his plan. We got to teach people how to love his will. We got to teach people how to love his kingdom. We got to teach people how to love the heart of God. This is what we're called to do. This is the pattern set before us. He says, and once you teach people about me, how to fall in love with me, I tell you what, I want people to fall in love with Jesus. That's been the pattern since the very day one of Destiny Church. We had a vision that people would walk in and they would fall so much in love with God, but when people walk by, said, God's in that house. People are being healed in the middle of worship time. People being filled with the Holy Spirit in the middle of worship. People driving by, not knowing what's happening, but being compelled to drive in. And they walk in and say, I don't know why I'm here, but the presence of God drew me in this place. Something's happening in this place. What? People are learning to love God. People are learning to love his presence. They were learning to know about him, not just hear about him. They want to discover what his word says. They want to discover his son. They want to discover his Holy Spirit. God, teach us how to teach people how to love you. Then he says the second thing about the pattern is you teach them how to love others. Teach them how to love others. Wow, we got to teach people how to forgive. Not only themselves, but forgiving those who have hurt them. We got to teach people to learn to be unselfish because we're naturally selfish people. We got to teach people how to give because we don't always want to give. We got to teach people how to serve. We got to teach people how to quit putting the center on themselves and putting the attention on other people. We got to teach people what it means to love the unlovable. That can be messy sometimes. That can be challenging sometimes. But that's the heart of God. That's the pattern he set for us to love God with everything within, every ounce of our being should be madly in love with Jesus Christ, should be in madly love with God, his son Jesus, and what his Holy Spirit's wanting to do in us from the inside out. We should be in love with what he's doing, and we should have that transforming our life so we can learn how to love people. And then as we see him teaching this, and we also see one more pattern that we've seen that he taught his disciples, that was very clear. We talked about it last week, but he says, teach people how to be fishers of men. Teach people how to be fishers of men. He calls disciples, so I'm going to teach you how to fish for men. This is the pattern that God has called us. I want to cast the nets. I want to catch the fish. I want to help mend the nets. Some of you come in and you got some broken nets in your life. You've had some broken places in your life. I want to see God mend the broken places in your life so that we can recast the net and catch more people. I want to catch more fish. I don't know about you, but I want to catch more fish. Well, haven't we caught enough already? No! He said, I've called you to be fishers of men. We got to keep fishing and then teach other people how to fish. We got to teach people how to fish. He said, I've called you to be fishers of men. That means sometimes you're going to use different bait. I will tell you this. I'm not afraid that the swing and miss. I'm not afraid to swing and miss. Sometimes we'll hit a home run. Sometimes we might strike out. But I'm going to keep fishing. I'm going to keep swinging. And we're going to swing and we're going to try things. Anything that might catch fish, we're going to throw it out there and try to catch some fish. That's why sometimes you'll hear your pastor doing crazy stuff, man. Some of you thought, Pastor, how in the world are you going to preach an Easter sermon on Gravity, the movie? How are you going to preach a sermon on the Hunger Games or Purple Rain? I mean, you crazy. How are you going to do this? How are you going to preach a series on Breaking Bad? Why are you not preaching today? Why do you got this table up here and we're talking over people and we're interviewing people and talking? Why? Because we're trying to catch fish. We want to catch fish, and sometimes we're going to throw out bait differently so that you can use it to help catch more fish. Jesus changed up the way he taught. Everybody else was using 400 laws to catch fish, and it wasn't working. Jesus came in and said, hey, let me tell you a story. Funny story. There once was a man who had a vineyard. He had some workers that were jealous because they couldn't get along, because one was getting paid for 10 hours of work, and one was getting paid for 2 hours of work. And they were getting paid the same amount of money. And people were like, that's unfair. And he explains the kingdom. Once there's a man who had a bunch of money, and his son asked him to give him his money early before he died. We're like, what? Jesus told stories, and he threw out the net in a way to catch people. Sometimes we're going to do that. I'm not afraid to do that. I'm not going to be afraid to do that. We're going to do things sometimes that are going to throw out the bait and say, you know what, we're just trying to catch fish, because that's the pattern that God has given us. Are you following me? What doesn't change is the message. We will hold true to the message that Jesus Christ is the only way, that confessions of our sins is the only way to accept Jesus Christ, is the only one way to heaven, and that's through coming into agreement and believing what Jesus Christ did on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Scripture, this is the pattern we live our life off of. And we're not going to change that just because society says this ain't cool no more. We're not going to take out certain parts of the scripture and say it doesn't belong there. It belongs there. And it talks to us about how we live our life. And it talks to us about what we believe. We never change the scripture, but sometimes we throw out the net and we change bait. Sometimes we be creative in the way we're doing things to reach people. I don't know about you, but I am more passionate than ever before about catching fish. I want to catch fish. I want to mend the nets. And I want to throw them again. And I'm going to need your help every time we throw them. You're going to get fuller and fuller. Jesus threw his nets. He caught the fish. Then he pulled 12 around him. And he poured his life into them and taught them how to fish. We got too many Christians who have been caught, you've been cleaned, you've been mended, but you ain't pulled nobody else in. And God's wanting to challenge you. God's wanting to challenge you to say, you know what? Get to the pattern. Stick to the pattern. This is where growth is going to come in your life and multiplication. That you reach out, you fish for me, you love God with everything, and then you reach out and fish for men. God, I want you to change me. Change my pattern, God. Help me to stop blaming my results on other things other than my pattern. See, if I want to change my results, I've got to change my pattern. Are you guys feeling the Holy Spirit moving today? I hope you do. I just want to give you insight to my heart, what God is speaking and where we're going and what we're continuing to do. I want you to know what's driving your pastor. I want you to know why the vision is coming, the way it's coming. I tell you what, I love being around big dreamers, and I want to dream big for the kingdom of God. I want to make a big impact for the kingdom of God. Not so we can say we have a big church, but so we can reach more people. I want to reach people. I want to reach people, and I want to teach them to fall in love with the Savior who changed my life. I'll never be the same. Many of you will never be the same because of what Jesus has done in your life. It's time for you to become fishers. How many today say, Pastor, I want God to multiply in my life. I want God to keep me true to the pattern. I don't want people messing with my pattern. I'm tired of people messing with my pattern. If you're tired of people messing with your pattern, stand on your feet. Say, I'm tired of people trying to mess with my pattern. I want to keep my focus upon the pattern God's called me to. We're going to close with this song that simply says, take my life, multiply it. Today, if you want to make this a prayer of your heart and say, I don't want anybody to mess with my pattern, but God, I want to say I'm fully going after you, sticking to your pattern. I want you to come to the front, join us to the close of this song, saying, give my life, multiply it. Oh, Raise your hands today. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person in this room who is saying, God, we want to not conform to the pattern of this world. But Father, I pray that you change our pattern. God, may we guard the pattern that you've entrusted to us. May we not let anything, no outside influence, nothing, change the pattern that you set before our life. God, I pray that you're raising up people, Lord, with a God-given destiny, with a God-given drive to protect the pattern that you've given their life. Stop letting people try to push their pattern on us. But God, may we be bold in our stance, faithful to what you've entrusted in us, guarding through what the Holy Spirit is working in us from the inside out. And Father, I pray right now that God, you've allowed this thing to multiply in our life. God, may we be about your pattern. May everything we do be about your pattern, about falling in love with you, learning who you are, and about loving other people, and about learning to be fishers of men. God, I pray right now that God, you would change the destiny of our life to follow your pattern. May we sell out to it. God, may we be called to it at all costs. And Father, I thank you for what you're doing in this house this morning. And God, we thank you, God, that you are speaking to us and we hear you clearly today. Clearly we hear you, Father. And we say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. If you say yes today, put your hands together. God, I bless your name. I say yes to you. Hey, I love you very much. Thank you so much, guys, for being here today. Listen, we're having a good time tonight at Life Groups. If anything changes, we'll send it out on the text or on the Facebook page, okay? For right now, there you go. We'll see you at Life Groups tonight. God bless you.